All right, the topic that these sheets are dealing with is me'inyan le'inyan from what we were doing, and that is the question of if it is an inyan to learn as long as you can, how is anyone going to be misparnes? So what is the famous answer? The Eibishta v'talfen. And the Shver says, I'm surprised that you're calling me the Eibishta. So the Emes, what prompted me to do this, by the way, was a story that I heard from someone who took me home from a chasana, an Eishes Chaver, who was telling about her husband who deals with Shiduchim, that he interviewed a prospective chosen. So the fellow walks in through the door and he comes over and he sits opposite him across his desk in his house. And he says to this bacher, so what are you looking for? And he answered, 10 years. So he says, the wife says that he went around the desk and picked the fellow up by the collar. And as he was throwing him out of the house, he said to him, Mike Tyson got only 8. Why do you want 10?
Oh, what a joke.
So I was prompted to think, Lamaisa, there are various Rosh Yeshiva and others that suggest that you should try to find a means of support in that way so that you could learn without any interruption and without any worry. You know very well that the Maharal was engaged to a girl that was supposed to be very wealthy, and they lost all their money, and Lamaisi married her anyhow. There's a very famous story about the Maharal Miprag. But this is something that goes back a very long time. The whole union of Afkest, most of the time the children moved in with the parents, with the in-laws, and they actually lived in the same house. Today, it's modified somewhat, but the idea is not a new idea. It's just much more expensive. So I wanted to share with you what to me is a very famous Aruch HaShulchan, who is discussed in a variety of contexts, but this Aruch HaShulchan is very kedai. But before we learned Aruch HaShulchan, I wanted to learn a Rambam with you, which I've made mention in the past. To this Rambam in Isurei Bia, Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Lamed Beis. Lo Yisa Adam Bas Amei Ha'aretz. A person should not marry the daughter of an Ama Aretz. The daughter of the Ama Aretz, obviously, you're talking about somebody that is shaykh to marry. In other words, we are not concerned about her in any other area other than the one that the Rambam is now going to explain. In other words, you know, obviously, if we're talking about a woman who's not going to keep Taras HaMishpacha or other things, there's nothing to discuss. Here we're talking about where everything that Tefillin Zach Kedas V'Chedin, everything will be exactly as it ought to be. So what's the problem? Zok the Rambam, and this is, of course, a quotation from the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, but the Rambam says, She'im meis oy goyle, if chas v'sholim, the chosen gets married to this daughter of an Amma Aretz, and they have children, and at some point later on, Rachmana Litzlan, he either passes away or is taken into exile, never to be seen again. Right? Im meis oy goyle, bonov amei ha'aretz yihiyu. The children will become amei ha'aretz. And then the Rambam adds the following words, which are very puzzling, because we wonder why do we need such an expression. She'ein imon yoda'as keser ha'torah. Because the mother, who is the daughter of the Amma Aretz, does not know the crown of Torah. Now, what is my problem with the words of this Rambam? The Rambam, l'cha'ayra, could easily have said the following. The mother, having become an almona, or an almona b'chayim, is now in need of support and is now in need of someone to take care of her. Where will she go? The answer is that she will go back to the home of her parents. So therefore, the children will be raised by the Amaaret's grandfather. So what do we care? Iman yodas kesetara, ene yodas kesetara. And the second question is, besides the first question, that Rambam could have explained simply that the problem is that they'll be raised as Amei Haaretz, what bechlal does it mean, Ein Iman Yoida'as Keser Torah? What does it mean? What is the Rambam trying to say? Now, whenever you hear these code words, Keser Torah, Keser HaTorah, you understand that we would not have had any idea of what the Rambam wants had we not learned previously that the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah speaks about Keser Torah and says, Misha rotza lekayim mitzvah zu karoi v'liyos muchtar b'keser ha-Torah, then he has to follow an extreme protocol of commitment to learning to the exclusion of almost anything else in the world. So when we are using the words in Hilchos Isurei Bia, that he's not allowed to marry the daughter of an Amaaretz because the mother will not know Keser HaTorah, at least we know what the Rambam is trying to say. If you answer the first question with the following observation, what if he is not going into Golus day one, when the children are little, but when the children are older? Now, what's my point? She has been living with this man who's a Talmud Chacham and who's learning Torah for years and years. Doesn't she have absorbed, should she not have absorbed by now, a new hashkafa and a new vision of things? So it's a remarkable, remarkable yesod that vi is velt eingewurzelt from day one, how the shayrish hadvarim, from the first, is how that person is going to relate to the consequences years later of returning to her father's home. And the problem, according to the Rambam, is that she did not have the right chinuch as a child to appreciate Keser HaTorah, and later it's too late. Even if she observes it, Mamish right next to her, because her husband is a Talmud Chacham and he's sitting and learning Torah. We would have expected that if that kind of relationship lasted for a number of years and the husband didn't die, you know, 10 weeks after the marriage, and she's pregnant with a baby that she gives the same name as the father, then we understand that she goes back to her father's home. But in the case where they were growing up, and she watched a person for 10 years sitting and learning Bat's mother, and she lives that kind of life, why should it be Ein Iman Yodas Keser HaTorah? So even if she goes back, we would expect that she raises the children a certain way. So the Rambam saying, Ein Achanami, even if you could expect that she does have that relationship with her husband, and it lasts that many years, and normally we would think that's sufficient, the Rambam says no. When she grows up in the home of the Amaaretz, she has missing in her life an appreciation for Torah that can never be compensated for. That's a remarkable thing. Ein iman yodas keser ha-Torah. Had the mother known keser ha-Torah, the following would have been the story. There was a woman who was in Connecticut in the early years of Yeshiva Torah V'Das by Rav Mendelovich, Zichrono Livracha. There was no place to send the child to Yeshiva except one or two. And in Connecticut there was nothing. And she was terrified that her son, growing up in an environment of public school, would grow up to be a goyatz. And Mimela, she took this little boy who was mamish long before bat mitzvah, and she brought him to the office, and she's introducing him to the hanhola of Torah V'Das at the time. And the hanhola is being masbit to her that they do not have dormitory facilities for anyone under bat mitzvah, and they cannot take care of this child. So she should please come back a few years later. and she's listening and she's tining zachos with them back and forth. She says it's impossible, this, that. Finally, he's relentless. He says, I'm sorry, I would love to help you, I understand your plight, I understand your situation, but there's nothing we can do. We cannot take an achrayus that we cannot fulfill. Don't you understand that? And she says, all right. And she says, it's a long trip back, I need to use the facilities or whatever. She excused herself. And she never came back. And the child is sitting there in the office.
Wow.
That's Iman Yoidas Keser HaTorah. So if the mother knew Keser HaTorah, then it doesn't matter, it says the Rambam, that the father was an Amoritz. Because she'd never go back to her father's house. And if she ever had to, she would never allow that Hashpah. And she would kill herself to guarantee that the children had that Torah education and become Talmidei Chachamim, would be the vision of their lives. Vos Vilman, what do you want from a child? But since she was raised, says the Rambam, in an environment where there was an antagonism to Torah, a hatred perhaps for Torah. What did Rabbi Akiva say when he was an Amoritz? If I saw a Talmud Chacham, give me a Talmud Chacham and I'll sink my teeth into him like a chamor. And the Gemara is masbid that the chamor bites in a certain way that's terrible. That's how much he hated Talmidei Chachamim. So, ein iman yodas keser haTorah, you could live with a Talmud Chacham for years and the children could be raised and going to cheder and it could be the most beautiful household. But without that fundamental background of keser haTorah in her childhood, the sakana for not fighting for the Yiddishkeit of her children and for the Torah, learning especially of her children, is so great. It's ein iman yodas keser haTorah. So maybe the Kazakh. So what lies behind this? I believe that the Rambam saying as follows, and this is very negaya to us. Before I make my point, just a footnote. Today, the parents are not as significant because they have a Torah education and an inspiration from Rebbeim and teachers, Moiris. From day one, if they had that chinuch in the Beis Yankivs and their equivalents throughout the world. And many suggest that today, even wherever she came from, if she had the right chinuch, she is identified in the Gavra, as it were, as a Bas Talmud Chacham. She is herself, quote unquote, a Bas Talmud Chacham by definition. But let's get now back to the point of the Rambam. I believe that what the Rambam is saying is relevant to every one of us, even though we're not marrying off our children to the daughters of Amei Aretz. I think what the Rambam is saying is this. There is in Yiddishkeit always going to be that people will not be able to reach the level of Keser HaTorah. But there's a very big difference in what I'm going to do l'maisa because of circumstances, because of whatever, and the hashkafa and the vision of Klal Yisrael, of where we are headed if we had our druthers, if we had a choice, if we were able to reach the level, what is it that we want out of life? What do we want from Olam Hazeh? And I answered a very, very fundamental question that I always had on the pasuk, the way Chazal Darshan, in B'chukosai Teilechu. So Rashi already says, is it talking about Shmiras HaMitzvahs B'chukosai Teilechu? You'll walk in my ways of the Chukim, Chukim and Mishpatim. So it means you keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. But it says it's Mitzvaysai Tishmeru. So if it says in the same pasuk as Mitzvaysai Tishmeru V'asisam Oysam, so B'chukosai Teilechu must mean something else. Rashi refuses to accept, it's a chazal, that it's redundant. So what is B'chukosai Teilechu? Everybody knows this. Shetiyu Ameilim Batayra. I asked a very simple question. There is no doubt in anyone's mind that these psukim are referring to men and to women alike. And there is no obligation for the women to be Ameilois Batayra. So how could you understand that the words in B'chukosai Teilechu, if you're saying they're generic, keeping the mitzvahs, so you have your mitzvahs and you have your mitzvahs, and he's talking to all of Klal Yisrael. But if you're talking specifically about a mitzvah, imagine a mitzvah that was only for Kahanim. So you couldn't say in Bechukosai Teilechu if you're talking to Klal Yisrael. You have to talk to Emor El HaKayanim B'nei Aaron. So how can you say that in Bechukosai Teilechu is specifically and uniquely one mitzvah which is not incumbent upon all of Klal Yisrael when the Pasuk is talking to all of Klal Yisrael? That was my question. You know what my answer is? My answer is as follows. If you have a Bechukosai Teilechu vision, then you're going to have people learning Amelim Batayra. If you have the women sharing that vision, if Chas V'Sholem, the women do not have that vision, then you cannot have anyone Yodei HaKeser Torah, and the men will not be Amelim Batayra. And I'll tell you something else. Whenever you have Loleches, the word Loleches, we have in English the exact same expression, a way of life. What is way? Way means a highway. A street is a way. Why do we call it a way? Because there's a difference between a specific thing that you have to do, like putting on tefillin, and the vision of tefillin, or the vision of mitzvahs, which is overarching and determines every moment of your life, regardless of what you do. It's where you're headed. It's what your life is about. It's the community that you live in, and it's the things that are important to you. It's what you consider your heroes. All of this blends together in what we call a derech hachayim. And that's in Bechukosai Teilechu. You know what it means? It means that there's such a thing called the civilization of Yiddishkeit. And the civilization of Yiddishkeit has an overarching yesoid, which is presented at the beginning of that parsha of Bechukosai. The vision is Amelim Batayra. And no matter how practical or impractical, and no matter how we're going to try to accomplish it, and how much we worry about it, and how we are absorbed with this one's not learning, why is he sitting in the yeshiva, and this and that and whatever, it doesn't make the slightest difference. The vision has to be that the tachlis hamavukosh of the men of Klal Yisrael is amelus batayra. And that's why when the Gemara says noshim b'may zachyon, they wait for the husbands to come back from the Beis Medrash, they wait for the children to come back from cheder. This is the vision. And that's why she brings the vigala into the Beis Medrash, the baby carriage, when the baby's an infant. To absorb the sounds, yes. But it's her act that confirms the success of Klal Yisrael in the vision of Tiyu Amelim Batayra. It's more, what I'm saying is, it's more what she did than so much what the baby gets out of it. Because you're saying, by bringing that baby carriage in, this is what I believe, this is what I dream about, this is what I care about, this is the ultimate. You'll tell me my son will be the great musician, a great basketball player, a great doctor, a great lawyer. Says Bamil, Gornish Welt. But you'll tell me my child will be a great Talmud Chacham, David Shtazel Helfen, then by me this is the biggest thing in the world. This is all I care about. That is Ein Yimon Yodas Keser Torah. And the daughter of an Amoritz who has not gotten that fundamental chinuch from day one, later is too late. It's a remarkable Rambam. That's what I wanted to share with you. Now, getting back to this question of whom to marry. So you have this idea, what happens? You marry a girl that's very committed to Torah, but the family is impoverished. So the person was given an Eitzah, this yeshiva bach was given an Eitzah, try to find somebody that has these milas, but also has some money, so that you could be supported to be able to learn Torah. So I want to go on record before I continue with the Aruch HaShulchan. No, really, I want to go on record that if someone would ask me, there are two girls, one of them has seen nothing but poverty her whole life, and the father is sitting and learning, and there's a lot of joy in the house, I have to add that. There's no joy in the house and everybody's complaining bitterly. That's a disaster. But there's a lot of joy in the house. There's a tremendous avas hatayra. And they live in a very meager and skimpy way because they don't have. They don't have. And but that life is full of joy. And everyone is maskin that Torah is the best eschayra. and they feel that they are like gvirim, even though they don't have a penny. On the other side of the street, another prospective girl. Two shidduchim are proposed. One side of the street is the girl that I just described. The other side of the street, a girl who went through all the Beis Yaakovs. Family supports Torah. They love Torah. Torah is important to them. But he's not sitting and learning a whole day. He's busy making money. And he's very wealthy. And now the question is, which of the two? If someone were to ask me, which... Here's a wad of cash. Place a bet. Which horse? Which girl do you bet on?
Love would bet on horse.
Money.
No question the first
money,
one.
Money.
No question that the first one, that there's b'chlal nothing to talk about.
Because she'll never get
just a moment. The opposite, wait a second. What happens if there are two bacharim? One of them comes from that same first household and is sitting and learning basmada. The other one is coming from the rich household and he's sitting and learning basmada. There, I'm asking that if he's really schayr and he's really serious about his learning, and everybody knows that because they watch him, min ha-boiker ad ha-erev, and during bein hazmanim, and there's nothing that's important to him besides that, then that differential falls away. Und so hat man ein bisschen Geld ist nicht das schlecht. But the fact is that when it comes to the girl, there is no doubt in my mind that a girl is in for the long haul if she's seen nothing but Torah and the sacrifice for Torah, and that is the whole tachlis of her life. There's no pitchetch, there's nobody that's interested in buying carpeting, there's nobody that's not satisfied with the house that they live in, it's too small, it's too this, it's too that, you don't start worrying about birth control and mysis and chazdas. It is a life of great joy, but extreme privation that she has witnessed, accepted, and loved. And that is the ultimate and perfect recipe for a ben Torah. That's the way I feel. I'm going on record. Now let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. Yeah. Siv Beis. I give you Sif Aleph, Beis, and Gibel. I often do that for your own edification if you have time. But the Iker is... In the last paragraph of Sif Aleph. Okay? Person became infatuated with the girl's looks, and she's really not appropriate. Not appropriate because she's not the right kind of shomeris Torah and mitzvahs. She doesn't have the right yira shamayim. She doesn't have the right snius, whatever. But she's beautiful. And he got fakisha from her. He got, you know, obsessed. So, or because he's very into becoming wealthy through her money. The Gemara says that two things will happen. The children will not be proper, and the money will not last. Avol, and I made this bold, bekavona, Avol says the Aruch HaShulchan, im no se ishak sheira l'shei mamon. And now he explains what he means by l'shei mamon. You know, there was a fellow that got up in the Beis Medrash, before we continue with the next line of the Aruch HaShulchan, and he's talking to his chaverim, and he says, I don't understand why everybody says that I'm no se isha l'shum mama. I'm not looking for a girl with money. Every one of the girls I go out with has money. I'm not looking specifically for this girl, for that, well, you know, for money. Understand? In other words, he cuts it off at the pass to begin with. He tells the shadchanim to forget about it. So he's not marrying this girl because of her money, because the other girl also had money. But that's not what he means. What the Aruch HaShulchan is saying is that he marries the girl and he takes into account that she's an Isha Kshera, but he specifically looks for a girl that has money. Listen to the words. Avulim noise ishak sheira l'shem mamon. Listen to the next few words. El mole mamona. El mole with an aleph at the end. If not for her money, hayo noise acheres. He would marry a different girl. You get the picture? He's spelling it out black on white. That this girl that he chose has milas, but there's another girl across the street that also has milas. Similar milas. And he specifically chooses this girl over the other girl for no other reason than that this girl has money. It means the parents of the girl have money. Shalmalei mamayna hayonaysa acheres. Ein baze avayn. The adaraba ro'i lasais kain. You heard about? Ro'i lasais kain. This is the Nevada Garov. Right? Daruch HaShulchan. Ro'i lasais kain. Imhu Talmud Chacham. Dal yezeze lo yitztorech li yistorud harbe bin yoni ha'olam. V'chei noyagim anoshim yishorim likach Talmud Chacham lebitoi v'litein lamomoin harbe ulachzikoi al shulchonoi kamashonim sheyeshe v'yilmod v'ein lucha mitzvah rabba mizeh u'bischar zeh matzlichim ba'asokeyim. Daruch HaShulchan is now talking not about the chosen, but about the shver. He says, a father-in-law, in other words, a person who has a daughter that is al haperek, and he's looking for someone, should try to find a young Talmud Chacham who is now going to be supported, I don't know, about 10 years, maybe for life, as long as he can handle it, as long as he can manage, and it's a tremendous chus to provide for that Talmud Chacham, so he doesn't have any interferences and interruptions in his learning, and he can learn b'menucho b'shalva. Again, v'chei noyagim anoshim yisharim, prospective fathers-in-law, likach Talmud Chacham lebitoy, to marry their daughters off to Talmud Chachamim, and litein lo momon harbe, to give her a big nadin or a big support, ulachzikoy al shulchanoi kama shonim, to put him, keep him at his table. Remember, I told you these to come into their homes and stay with them. Sheyeshe v'yilmoid ve'ein lucha mitzvah rab mizu u'bischar zeh, to repeat, matzlichim b'nechseim mitzvah segula for hatzlocha, for the gevir who is providing. This is a very cute story that somebody who is not at all a bar hachi to decide who's a Talmud Chacham and who's not, because he never really learned, but he loves Torah. In any case, it's a big thing for him to have a son-in-law, a Talmud Chacham, and he has the wherewithal. He comes to the yeshiva, he speaks to the Rosh Yeshiva, he says, I want the number one. I want the Idish Sheba Idish, the best of the best. Numero uno. So the Rosh Yeshiva points to a young fellow who's sitting and learning the Ba'asmod Atzuma. He says, that's the one for you. No, mitgeretim shidduch, and they did the shidduch, they made the chasana, and he's sitting and learning. He's sitting and learning, and he's staying in the house of the Eliyahu Bekitzer. He's one day, he's learning about Smad Atzuma, poring over the Gemara, and the shver comes over to him, and out of curiosity, doesn't know which side of the Gemara to, you know, upside down or right side up, but he says, what are you learning? So he says to him, I'm learning Baba Kama, Baruch Hashem, Baba Kama. He turns white. The father-in-law turns white. He starts screaming on the top of his lungs, Mekachtos, Mekachtos. If I get my hands on that Rosh Yeshiva, I don't know what I'm going to do with him. So he says, what's the matter? What happened to you? What are you talking about? He says, your brother-in-law, that 8-year-old, he's learning Baba Kama. So he thinks for a second and he says to him, it's the same title, but it's an entirely different sefer. Which, of course, he took to mean that the text is different, but of course, it's absolutely true. Hafach bava, hafach bava, but it's a cute story. Anyhow, lemaisa, the bottom line is that the Aruch HaShulchan says beferish. There's no question that that's what he's saying. It's not one of those things that you have to worry about. What did he mean? I know your das gets in Torah. He says black and white that if the reason that you're marrying this girl, who's an Isha Chera, she has to be an Isha Chera. She has to have the fundamental requirements. But if after that is said, he's looking specifically for a girl who has those fundamental qualities, and besides, comes from a wealthy family that is willing to support Torah, and because of that he'll be able to sit b'menucha b'shalva, it's adarabah a good idea to take such a girl, and may idach from the side of the shver to look for such a young fellow that you should be able to support. Azay zokta or chashulch. Very fascinating. And again, why do I bring the Yabia Omer all the time? Because instead I have to copy out the Shavuos Yankiv and the Divrei Malkiel and all the other things that I have to copy out in Baruch Hashem. Now I just have to copy out the Yabia Omer because he quotes all of these Svarim. So there's a famous sugya in the Gemara. What happens in Zikas Yibum? Again, you know, everybody knows what Yibum is. So the brother who was surviving has to now either marry the Yavama, the Almana, who doesn't have any children, or to give Chalitza. So now the question is, Abba Shoal has the opinion that you have to give Chalitza because there's a chashash that he marries her the Shem Noi for ulterior reasons. And if his kindness yivim to the shem noi, hareza ki'ilu paigeya be'erva. The karev liyos havlad mamzer. That's the loshen. So he writes, the Shavuos Yankiv, the Yankiv Reisha writes, that this idea is only if it's exclusive. In other words, if the reason he's marrying her is because he finds her to be extremely attractive, and that's what's making him marry her. That's what's compelling him, as opposed to giving chalitza and going on with his life. So he says, that Abba Shoal is only Elohecha de Ein Kavanosai Elo L'Shem Noi, Oy L'Shum Mamon. If the ulterior reason is the only reason that he's marrying her, as opposed to chalitza. This is the third line in the Yabia Omer. Aval im kavanosai gam l'shem mitzvah v'gam l'shem noi omamon enk peidabazeh. He asks, what happens if he has a double kavana, a hybrid kavana, meaning that he wants to do the mitzvah of yibum, but he's very excited also that he finds her extremely attractive. But it isn't that he's doing the mitzvah and, oh, it's nice that she's attractive too. He wants that attractiveness. That's what he's doing. So people are very complicated, as you know, you all know. And therefore it is possible to have all kinds of ideas going on in your head at the same time. And you don't sometimes clear, you know, which is the Iker and which is the Tofel. So there's a talk about a situation where he's convinced that he does it for the mitzvah, but he also does it because she's very attractive. So he says, or because she's very wealthy. So now the question is that legitimate? Would Abba Shoal be maskim to that? And he's only against the person who's only interested in the looks and nothing else, doesn't care about the mitzvah at all. Or even the hybrid is no good. And you have to do it exclusively, the shame mitzvah. Yeah. Avodim kavanosa gam l'shem mitzvah gam l'shem noy moment ain't kapeh debazet. And he brings a raya from the Gemara. Let's go, I'm not going now into this because this is for you, but he has a very interesting right. Yeah? He says like this. Page 3. Kayoitza bazel amru hanoisa ish l'shem mamon havin loibonim she'enu mehugonim. Shenemba bashem bogodu ki bonim zorim yolodu. Okay? The kosher, he asks the following question, the Shavuos Yankiv. If the Chazal that says that noise isha l'shem mamon l'shem noi is banim she'ena muhuganim, then you might see laz l'cha'ira on the children of Rachel. Why? Because it says Rachel hoisa yifas toyar v'yifas mara. The chain kol ha'olam kulay nechshalim bazeh. He writes, "Shenoisim nashim hanoiseis chain beinayim." People get attracted and they marry them. So you're going to be mitzilaz on all of these people and say that the children are ena mugonim ela vaday. The b'shituf kavana ain't peida. If you have hybrid kavana, shituf, like shutfus, shituf kavana, ein kpeida. Umechavnin gam l'shem mitzvah. In other words, he saw her many milas, but he also was attracted to Rachel. That's what the Shvus Yankov is saying. I would never dare to say something like that. And I'll tell you why. Because I am nothing. The Shvus Yankov was one of the Gedolei Hador. So when I look at the pasuk, I say to myself, these psukim, they're not for us to determine, to explain, and to evaluate. Yankov Avinu is so beyond us, and Rachel Imenu is so beyond us. And when it says Vayishak Yaakov LeRachel, and then he started to cry, who knows what that's all about? And it's about something on the main level that we don't understand, and esoterics we certainly don't understand. And the same thing, Ve'enei Leah Rakais, whatever that means, it's a famous machlokes in the Mefarshim, whether it means beautiful or opposite. Targum says Ve'enei Leah Yo'on, as everyone knows, Yo'eh, Kilo Yo'eh, Kilo Noeh. But whatever it is, Rachel, you saw your fast Torah, your fast Mara. And he loved Rachel, me Leah. And Pashup Shat, not from Leah, but more than Leah. So it, whatever it is, it's not for me. So I look at those psukim, and those psukim are to me like a chreis, hilchis, carbon oil of a yoyrit. That's the way I look at those psukim. But I am not quoting Aniakotin. I'm quoting from the Shvus Yankov. And the Shvus Yankov says that because Yankov Avinu had a hybrid approach to Rachel, he was entitled to want to marry Rachel because of Noi, as a Zokta, because his kavana was not exclusive to Noi, and he's looking for an Isha that has all the milas plus the Noi. That's what he says. Elavadai, the Beshituf Kavona Enk Peda, Umechavn Gam L'Shem Mitzvah. Ubazen Nikha, Mashikosu Apoiskim Shembo, Mitchil Lachloi, Tzloi Chashinon Shetia Daitam Lenoi, Viesh Lahatil Lehem Yibum. If originally they decided to do Chalitza and then they later changed their minds, you don't have to worry about the Shita of Noisei Yevimtoi L'Shem Noi. Because you see that the Maisa, he's not Lohut Achareha, because his original Machshava was not even to marry her. So Mamela, you see that he's not Fakirshift. Because the name of Yerumi Kama Arim, Levadish Lenechshid Yisrael Al Kach, Umi Yistoy Val Tikrara, Ubavada Yechavnu Gam Lashem Mitzvah, Ad Kan Tamtsiz Dvorov of there. Then he adds, "V'inei Mashiach Shal Yaakov Abinu Oisu Shomamen, Mavur Bepirish Rashi Dhosam Mayu Benoisha Isha Absuloloi." There will be, they'll lose their money right away. So Adkan. In other words, the argument of Noisei Yitzchus Shumamon is even more than it's worse than hybrid. I mean, than non-hybrid. It's that the Isha herself is psulalai. She has a psul, and Afal Pikein, you're taking her. So it corroborates this idea that if she's an Isha Chera, then there's no problem that it should be l'shem Noi or l'shem Mamon. Then he quotes, furthermore, Hain emes shamarna beis Yosef even as a heavy mishema orchus chayim mishema rived nohagu shalolitein adam lebitoy mamon gadol umishemakbiru miskotei ba'avu nichsay ishto eno matzliach vein zivugam ol yofe ke mamon shadam lekeach im ishtoi eno mamon shal yoshe. You hear a meisa the beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes a day in the orchus chayim of Baron Reb Yankov Akoya Milunel, who says that you should not give your daughter a lot of money, and you should not be machshel your son-in-law that he's marrying her for the money. And if a person is quarreling about the natan and fighting with his shver or with his wife that he didn't get enough or whatever it is, that is a terrible thing. And ein zivugam oile yofe, because a mamon that a person gets together with his wife is not mamon shel yosher. Rav, The rabbin nechalim ba'aveiros kishenon memarim lisaisha. He says, if you wait to find that girl that has a lot of money and you're not going to get married meanwhile, you can end up doing certain aveiros, and therefore you should get married as early as you can. And you should not marry a girl that has a lot of money or wait for such a girl that has a lot of money, because a nice shlumoman is not going to be matzliach. And he says furthermore that anyone that gets into a fight and postpones his marriage until the shver forks up is of course doing a terrible avla. V'aleihem nemar kol anos eish l'shem mamon v'lo l'shem shamayim, right? Asa yasa lo knafay, means that the money will fly away. It will disappear into thin air. Ayin sham, nireh. So he says, what about all of that? Dafka k'shem ma'agin atzmai, oyes bazugay b'shvil ha'mamon u'mipnei yehur ha'vera. He says that's only if you're postponing the marriage or you hold, put the shidduch on hold. You know, you put the shidduch on hold until the shver says, uh-oh, and the mother is begging him, give in, you know. And the girl is crying all night. She's crying, she's soaking her pillow. So he says that's what he's talking about. But stam the idea itself, that's not a problem. That's what he writes. In Simon Bays, and that's talking about money. What about for looks? If he says I'm not going to go and marry any girl, he tells his parents, I'm not getting married unless she is
size 2.
Isn't it wonderful when you have a shutuf? It's a hybrid shear. No, but everyone gets the picture, that's for sure. So he says the same thing. He says you're not allowed to do that. Shidduch comes up, you look into the shidduch and you take it seriously. And you can't say I'm waiting and waiting and waiting for this if it's mamon or noy. But the etzem idea, a shidduch came along, and another shidduch came along, you know, on its heels, and one is more beautiful than the other, and everybody else otherwise seems to be the same values, the same perspectives, the same hashkaf asylum, etc., etc. Go for the looks. That's what he says. It's not an aveira, and it's not something that's inappropriate, and maybe it is appropriate. Although I have to tell you, I once had a bachur came to me, was crying mamish like a baby. Obviously a big tzaddik in Be'etzem. He says to me the following. He says, I always had problems with hirhurim. I had problems. And I said to myself, Baruch Hashem, I'm older already. It's time for me to get married. Avek finale hirhurim. And he marries this really beautiful girl, and he's crying like a baby. The hirhurim did not go away. He walks in the street, and he has the same nisyonos as before. And he was so mortified, because he was convinced, pas b'salo. Well, pas b'salo works for certain halachas, and it doesn't work for other things. Aba l'maisa, this is kind of l'shem noy, because that's what he wants. He wants to have a beautiful wife. Hine matzanu, tana de misayaya, right? The Aruch HaShulchan, now here you have a very remarkable thing. The Divrei Malkiyo, one of the greatest of the Meshivim, he always has, you know, beautiful lumdasin. But here I'm a little bit at a loss to see how the analogy works, for the simple reason that it's not an abstraction. When you are marrying for two kavanas, it doesn't mean like in lishma and karbanas that it's lishma v'shaloi lishma. This isn't a matter of kavanas in the abstract, in a sense, in a machshava. In a karban, the machshava is a one-time thing. I think that it should be lishma, and I think it should be lo lishma. So then the question is it oil labalav, etc.? But here you're talking about a life's perspective. You want the noi, and it seems to be weighing as a serious factor. Is that legitimate or not? That's the question. It's not that he has a kavana in his machshava. It's touching up what marriage is to him. It's touching up what kind of a Yiddishkeit it is. But they didn't understand it that way, obviously. The Divrei Malkiyo, by drawing the analogy, as we'll see in a moment, to karbanos and such machshavas, they're thinking that if you have this attitude, it's like it corrupts in an esoteric way the children, that they're bonim sheinim hugonim. Very remarkable. It's not like a logical thing that you could say, well, what does one thing have to do with the other? This is a matter of attitudes and feelings, and it's touching up where he's holding in Yiddishkeit. Where is he? What kind of a husband is he going to be? And this is karbonis, it's machshavas, that has nothing to do at all. Take a look. Those of you who learned Afyomi, it wasn't so long ago. The sequence reversed. Psulim. Keitzad lishmon v'shaloi lishmon l'shem pesach l'shem shlomim. It's a chatas l'shem pesach. V'chinamik is shekainis l'shem mitzvah l'shem noi loy mahani l'abba shol. Amazing. You know, I would have thought it's a corruption in the person's perspective, and that's why it's that it should be like erva. Especially since Yibum is a very peculiar kind of relationship, and as you know, the same brother would be totally forbidden at pain of death if she would have a child. So Memela, this whole parsha of Yibum is a very complicated parsha, and you have to have the right kavanas. But when Naisa Yishul Shemamon, even more so, there's nothing to do. But that's what he says. The Chaynik Shagoyin Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyonei Hashas Ala Shvus Yankiv Hanav. And then he answers the other way. Ulam yeshlomit b'mashomu b'zvachim d'av gimel chato sheshocht l'shem oyla psula l'shem chulim kshera alma mino machriv ba v'dalav mino lav machriv ba. In other words, if you have a kavana for two kavanas, it's a problem. If you have a kavana for something that's not mino, it's not machriv, it doesn't ruin things. It's like mamish. It's like taking mathematics and saying it's life. It's different. It's unique to halachas of kavanas, of machshavas, I don't know. Anyhow, whatever it is. And then he brings Tokei al-Ishir and these kavanas, so Kernitzes Yevimtoi, and so on and so forth. I'm going to summarize very, very briefly, and the rest of these notes are for your edification. But I want to just repeat what we said about the Rambam and Imbechu Kosai Teilechu. It's very, very important. A society dreams dreams. A society has visions of itself. Every country has a certain sense of what their destiny is and what they're all about and what they are for. And we have, above and beyond any other nation in the world, because we say in Aleinu, Shalom, Asanu Kagoya Aratzos for Samanu Kemishpachos Ha'adama, we have a completely different look on the world, which is rooted in Torah and mitzvahs. But Torah and mitzvahs are not specific acts or moments of life. The entirety of our being and our lives and our worldview and our view of history and our view of everything that's connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam is a view that is rooted in one principle. That the ultimate value, the ultimate hero, the ultimate ideal is the Talmud Chacham Muvak, who's a tzaddik yisod olam. That's what we believe. And the whole of society and its entire apparatus is to lead to that goal. And even if individuals never manage that, for whatever reason, circumstances in their lives, their inability to learn that well, because they are limited in their intellectual capacities or in their zitzfleish or whatever it is, but the vision is not impaired. The concept does not get rejected because of the individuals not being able to reach that level. We always dream bigger than we are anyhow. And when a person is dreaming, the dream has to be Shetiyu Amelim Batayra. And furthermore, and very important, if Chas V'Sholom, the women don't share that vision and that dream, then you could forget about Torah altogether. Because they carry the men and the boys on their shoulders, on the wave of their inspiration and their mesiras nefesh, and that's the yesod ha-yesodis. The mice of Rachel and Rabbi Akiva. I always felt that Rachel has a chelik in Rabbi Akiva's transformation because of the, well, obviously shalish alachem shalohi. That's not what I mean. Because of that extreme mesiras nefesh that she showed. The fact that she's willing to suffer for so many years, calumny after calumny, and the ultimate of poverty and dispossession and rejection from her family. That is the material out of which a Rabbi Akiva was transformed from the Eshchenu Kachamor Amoretz to the greatest Tana. And that is an unbelievable lesson for all of the women, that it's Dafka, their vision, that creates that Mesiras Nefesh, and Dafka, that Mesiras Nefesh, that leads to such a level of Torah. And without that, it's not going to happen. And that's really what the Rambam means, that if you don't grow up in that kind of environment, this manazeh, it's a little bit different, as I said, but Eino Yodas Keser HaTorah, then nothing later will help. And therefore, if the husband is around, so he takes care of everything. But the minute that he's gone, it's going to all evaporate. How come? Because you don't have the Keser HaTorah foundation. It's not something that you can absorb later by osmosis from living together with the Talmud Chacham. It's an amazing idea. Anyhow, then the Aruch HaShulchan says, what about Nosei Isha L'Shum Mama? Aruch HaShulchan says that that's only when she's a psula, or she's at least Enoch Sheira. And therefore, the only reason you're marrying her is for her money. But if you are choosing her because she's a Ksheira, and consider the Mamon a plus, and you're looking for that Mamon, and you would not marry her if she didn't have the Mamon, because the girl next door is the same and does have the Mamon, he spells it out, Shilmole. If not, then he wouldn't marry her, Loha Yonaisi Aisa. He's entitled to do it, and this is something that was done throughout history, and furthermore, that the Shver, who has the money, should bedavka be seeking a Talmud Chacham to support, to be able to allow him to learn b'menucha, b'shalom, b'shalva. I also went on record that if it would be a question of two girls, and one of them is in a joyous and completely wholesome way, enamored with the Derech HaTorah to such an extent that she accepts her poverty and she accepts all of whatever comes with it, that she doesn't have this and she doesn't have that, and all her friends have all kinds of goodies and clothing and mices and go on vacations, and she is thrilled that her father is still sitting and learning and her brothers are all versed in Torah, that is the girl to choose. There's nothing, if you're looking to guarantee your future in learning. If you're looking for creature comforts, that's not the girl to choose, because you won't have it. On the other hand, to Bacharim, it's not the same, in reverse. If it's a Bachar who comes from such an environment that he hasn't seen it, and he's immersed in Torah, Yoyma V'Layla, nevertheless, such a Bachar has the same chance as any other Bachar to steig and become a Talmud Chacham Muvak, and be there for the long haul. We should be zeicha that we appreciate and understand that the site of Shetiyu Amelim Batayra is the overarching emphasis of all of Klal Yisrael, because there's a lot going on nowadays where the winds are trying to blow in the opposite direction, and I think that if we lose our bearings, we could lose the whole of the beauty that we've created in the last 50 or 60 years. Oh, yeah. Soll ich das einzige Bias Mashiach zu kennen? Amen.